everyone. It's Dr. Denise. I am here with Marjan, and we are about to do a diva discussion. Marjan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. This is another one of those episodes that's being born on one of our discussion nights. You and I just started laughing so hard. And we're like, we should just get up. We should just do a show, right?
Oh my God, this is great. It's always just before a holiday. Like right now we're approaching Thanksgiving. So
yes. And the last time was on the eve of the election.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I feel like you and I have a lot of life experience that we all can relate to. And I've been like, this episode's called The Earth Game. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. I think it's true. Here we are on Earth and we're all playing games every day trying to survive.
Yep. And we're all at different parts of our journey. And you and I, that's often what we do when we talk. You know, we have a sisterhood and we're working together with Ascension Media and we're vetting different personal situations, relatives, the holidays, business, health. And we just thought we'd be real and just call this the Earth Game, right? So we can, you know what I feel like we could do right now if we were in studio on like, this would be like a game show, like dun, 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 spin the wheel. I will take health for a 1,000. So do you want to talk about health? And I can talk about health too, like any friends or people or prayers we want to send. Should we go the health part of the Earth Game first?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's quite a few people that I know around me that are struggling with their health and some serious like cancer and then others, you know, they've got other things. Like it's a whole spectrum of health concerns right now. Including myself, I had this, you know, this infection in my salivary gland, which, you know, scared me because I had lymphatic cancer. So there's a lot of stuff going around health right now. So, yeah, we definitely have to address that. And
I want to actually, because we were laughing about the other stuff, so I think we're going to get to that because it's good to have humor. But I want to just pause because I know someone who, you know, they're 6 weeks out, you know, recovering from COVID. I have a dear friend, or we have a friend whose family back east relatives have COVID, one in the hospital. So, and then you just had the scare this week, and we have another friend. And I think we just want to pause. You know, we're going into this Thanksgiving. We look at all the news, and it's like every day, it's like your like most unimaginable Harry Potter film where everything's going wrong and the world's going to end, right?
Yes.
Right?
Chicken Little, the sky is falling. It really is. It's falling.
Yes. And so I want to share some good news. So one of the people I mentioned is recovering, doing well, coming, you know, out of COVID in a way. And Marjan, it looks like your health is turning the corner. And we want to just wish everyone health and safety. And we're going to talk about some things to add some levity, but we also, you know, I've talked on other shows about how you can have more than one feeling at once. You know, you can be feeling frustrated, but then also laugh. Like you can have multiple feelings. And I think that's actually just what just happened in our phone conversation, right?
Yeah, because we were going through a lot of very serious topics and then we ended up
saying a word that we would never even use on the show. I mean, it's not even profanity. It's just we were talking about the what?
The L word.
So let's just put it this way, everyone. Instead of saying the L word, we're just going to say it's the opposite of integrity. And when someone's just not a winner, okay? We're not acting like a winner.
Game show. What's the opposite of winner? It starts with an L or $1,000.
And then we laugh because we know that the way the mind works, that it's better to use words that are higher ascension and alchemy and that. But there are times, everyone, when people's words, thoughts, and actions are not matching up. This can happen in our personal lives, our business lives. And I think at the time that we're living in, it's almost been championed to not stay in integrity. That's what's been modeled. And I think we need to hit reset. And I think you and I offer each other comic relief when we're trying to vet different situations. And maybe we can talk about, you know, right now you're pursuing work. Can we hear a little bit about what it's like to be pursuing work during the time of the pandemic?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting time right now because, well, the good thing is that I feel like a lot of things are opening up, and I've coincidentally have been introduced to a few different companies, but they're not hiring until January. So that's exciting that, you know, they're ready to go, but not right now. I think a lot of people, they're advertising a lot for certain positions, but they're kind of seeing what's out there and they're sifting through all the candidates. And I think that they're about to trigger the beginning of next year for amping up their companies and their revenue, because that's what it seems like. So the exciting news is that there's an energy out there. People are motivated. They're excited. It seems like a lot of people and companies are ready to just go for it and get everything amped up. So
yeah, and you had some good news about unemployment, right?
Oh my God, yeah. So I was so like anxious and stressed out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my unemployment is out. I'm at $0 balance, and what am I going to do? And, you know, thankfully, I got a text message stating that they're going to, you know, to continue for what seems like another 5 months. For me personally,
fantastic. And for other people out there, you know, if you're getting some good news like that, or Marjan and I talked about even helping our neighbors, helping our relatives at this time with the economy. If there's someone that you know, whether it's someone that you've employed, or I know your kind heart was thinking of a relative too. I think this time of year with Thanksgiving and talking about the Earth game right now, being on planet Earth is not easy. And how can we help each other?
Well, you know, thanks to a close friend of ours showing up at my house with some matzo ball soup because I wasn't feeling well, she kind of started me thinking when we were texting each other. She said, you know what? Why can't we just take care of each other? And I started, like, I read that and I got very emotional. I'm like, it's so simple. If we can just take care of each other, because with the smallest things, and I just recently found out, well, my niece lives in Lithuania and her mom, she's a single mom. And she actually got furloughed, and COVID completely, like the whole country shut down in Lithuania. And she just, she needs money until her government money kicks in. So I'm like thinking, gosh, how can I help, you know, this single mom? Because, you know, we have to take care of each other, especially women. I think women have to help each other more. And so I'm going to send her money until she's, you know, she gets up and going until her government money kicks in. I think,
you know, I love how this just all evolved. Because when I use the word, oh, it's the Earth game, you know, for me, when I say that, I mean, we're here on Earth. We, you know, we can pinch ourselves and say we're here, and there's the material version, but then there's that unseen energy of love. And for me, you know, however anyone wants to talk about it, you know, people can believe in the quantum universe, energy, the soul. Some people don't believe in any of that. But when I say the Earth game, there's just also this time of there's more than just me. And so going into the holidays, you know, how sweet when you weren't feeling well, someone showed you so much love. And then that created the energy of abundance and love. It's already in your heart, but we have to remember that we can all kind of light each other up, even when there's just unimaginable times. I mean, you're dealing with unemployment, but we're going to be doing a show soon. We've got some exciting news that Marjan's involved in, because she's being selective, you know? So I think the other thing too is when you're out there and you're trying to, if you are blessed to get unemployment and you're trying to make sure you land yourself the right job with the right people and the right energy, right, Marjan?
Yeah, that's so important because, I mean, this is a time to, for all of us that, that are in the situation to reinvent ourselves. And it's so important for us not to get caught back into our old patterns of coming from fear as opposed to coming from abundance. So I keep telling myself, okay, don't pull the trigger just because, you know, you got an interview. You're used to making twice the amount. So are you settling? Is this really going to make you happy? Because your potential is more, you know, don't pick anything out of fear and lack of. Pick everything from prosperity, that perspective. So it was a real huge lesson for me.
No, I love that. And also you and I, one of the reasons why we were joking, we used a word that was like not a high vibration word because it's late on a Saturday night and we were just laughing. I think that we also have to remember, everyone, to surround yourself with friends and family and business cohorts that actually have an energy that matches yours, because you can tell pretty quickly when people's words, thoughts, and actions do not match up on earth. So that's where I call it like the earth game, like dun, 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 dun. Let's talk about how words, thoughts, and actions match up or don't match up. And maybe people we respect where that happens. We don't have to say their names, but Marjan, the person you just mentioned that brought you the soup. I mean, that is an example. I mean, do you want to tell a little bit more about how that feels and how that warmed your heart?
Yes. Well, first of all, I just have to say her name, Camille. I love you for that. It brought me to a place where when I was going through cancer and I was going through a very difficult time, it was amazing to me to see who can react during a crisis. And I remember my neighbor always, no matter what, one neighbor always dropped flowers off after chemo for me, and the other one always made vegetable soup and left it outside my door. And these were my neighbors. They weren't close friends or family members. I mean, these people were just beautiful as far as being able to show the gesture of love. For some people, it's hard because they're like, Marjan, what do I do? What do I do when someone's sick and, you know, this tragedy happened? A lot of people just don't know what to do and they freeze. So I kind of learned that the hard way. But when I was dropped off the soup, I just was like, all of a sudden I remember, because the way I respond to certain languages of love is just through gestures of kindness. Like, this person made this soup from scratch. It's her specialty and filled with so much love. And she drove all the way down from Manhattan Beach to Brentwood to drop the soup off. Like, it was just so beautiful. So just, it was a simple gesture in a way, but yet it just meant the world to me. So,
well, it was actually a form of medicine, like love.
It was.
When someone puts their intentions, thoughts, and she was thinking of you, preparing that for you, you know, that's the kind of reverence that makes being on planet Earth like so gratifying. That kind of feeling of love. And it doesn't matter if it's the soup, it could be someone. I mean, there's so many ways that we can show each other love in times like this. And I think that's what makes the Earth game like enjoyable. And you have so much gratitude at the season when you think of people like Camille.
Well, you know, and she really made me cry, because when I found out that she's going through something that is much more serious than what I'm going through, and yet is so humble about it, and yet is able to continue to spread her love despite choosing to be in a place of fear or bitterness or negativity or whatever. It was just such a beautiful thing. Like, I could just feel the love and the care, and I didn't feel alone. Cause you know, when you're sick, you feel kind of like, oh, I'm all alone. No one loves me. I'm just sitting here, you know, sick.
Well, there's another show series that I do with Dr. Bess called On Alchemy. And, you know, we can be master alchemists when we're going through suffering, whether we're out of work, whether we're dealing with health issues or relationship issues. We can actually go into the suffering and then go, wait, what can I do that's going to honor myself, loving myself, and then helping others? And that's a great example of what she was able to do. Now, one of the reasons we got on the show tonight, though, the other part of the Earth game is those people who their words, thoughts, and actions do not match up. And so I think during the pandemic and during this era that's been, people are kind of been championed or given permission to lie more, a lot of people are not, their words and thoughts and actions aren't matching up. And so we're not going to name names, but when Marjan knows some pretty successful people, as do I, and, you know, I'm also a doctor, so I'm known as like an easy mark. I've had fraud committed. You can listen to Rocking a Betrayal. In fact, everyone, I'm so revved up. January 7th, 2021, I'm suing the banks. So, you know, and ironically, 6 weeks ago, someone came to me for advice in my practice who was a banker that told me that she never did this, but she was asked to do things that are the equivocal of like turning the other way that would allow money laundering. So I think Marjan and I were having this conversation because Marjan's got some law stuff going on. And then we also have people that are kind of orbiting around us that are like, do you know anyone that can give money for this or that? So, you know, we have these real discussions and we end up laughing too, right, Marjan?
Yeah, like hysterically laughing. Because these people are hustling to make whatever they can, you know, whatever they can. So,
and we have compassion for that because
we have compassion.
But there's the way of staying. So, what's the earth game? But we talk about crisis, stabilization, and thrive. So how do we deal with some of the situations you just shared with me tonight?
Well, it's funny because once your eyes are open and you're aware of human behavior and you've been betrayed like you and I, you have this like heightened sensory overload with, you know, with red flags. Hopefully,
maybe. Spidey sense for bullshitters.
Exactly. And so you get the person that's trying to schmooze you, trying to reach out, like, you know, inch by inch, step by step. And then, you know, oh, by the way, you know, I've been trying to stay friends with you, or I've been trying to resume a relationship with you. It's like, no. You're just want to be connected to me for my contacts so you can like pitch to make whatever money and partner up and make whatever percentage off the people that I know and that I've had established relationships with for a long time. And that's, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that.
So what's really tricky when I just listen to you, that's why it's called the Earth game, because we're on planet Earth. People need to make money. We're living in a time of the pandemic, unemployment, people are in the place of panic and fear. And so we get to see sort of the best of humanity and the ugliest of humanity during these times, I believe. And I want to have compassion if someone is, of course, like, you know, we have some new really exciting things we're doing together with business and we want to introduce it to people. We want to do it in a way because we actually really believe in the success. And I think in relationships of integrity, you want to create win-win situations where there's mutual respect. Because when things seem like they're more of a hustle, it's usually more self-serving. And it's very clear that it's more self-serving for one party than the other. So I think when you're doing business, you really want to have that transparency. And how can you give the lay of the land up front? I mean, you worked in sales for many years successfully, and there's ways you can do that and be successful.
Yeah. You don't need to like, you don't need to bullshit or you don't need to schmooze. And I mean that to me, like when I look back on the betrayal and how I was conned, the person was playing my ego and everything like, and I thought, oh wow, I'm so special. But it was like an art form of trying to like just creep in to try to manipulate to get what they want financially. It's unbelievable. And it happens in business all the time.
So I want to give some tips because I think a lot of people can relate to this. So when it comes to business, what would be some tips that you would say in sales or in relationships with business and new work that you like to see when you're assessing, is that person in the space of integrity or is that someone that's not making the vault of discernment, as I call it? I have this thing that I call the vault of discernment, everyone. And that's when someone's in the vault, like they're the win-win people. And then it's not that I don't give people other chances. In fact, all my friends think I give people too many chances, but it's good that we actually have our own way that we can almost give people like a report card, an earth report card.
Well, it oh my gosh. Well, one thing that I have learned is be very careful who you introduce to other people that you know that are high profile, that are trying to, you know, kind of creep in to use that towards their advantage to whatever, for whatever they're planning to do for their success. The social climbers. So just be careful who you let into your circle and who you let around. And because it could be very embarrassing. There's one individual that I cannot be even seen with anymore because I don't want anything to do with them or be in any association with them just because I just think, you know, they don't have the, I'll be nice, Denise. They don't have the integrity.
No, you're fine. Actually, when you said that, I didn't even tell you right before we got on the call without naming names that I think during the pandemic, some people that went into the pandemic already drinking a lot are drinking more. And I had a neighbor that I ran into and then I was with that was needing to hear, get a run a whole situation. She was literally worried about her child's safety at preschool because someone's on Megan's list, that list for pedophiles. So I literally was on my way home from this like lovely swim, helping counsel for her, like what to do. And then I thought of another person I know that like has poor impulse control and they just drink so much. And I know that you and I have like noticed that one red flag can be, you know, sometimes you should never show up hungover to business meetings.
Sorry. I introduced this guy.
I don't know.
Billionaire. This is. And he was twice, he was drunk, hungover, talking to this person. I go, that's it. I cannot do business with you anymore. I can't. This is embarrassing for me. I can't.
Yeah. So that was such a nervous laughter. And I'm sure everyone out there can relate to some like a situation in business where you just, you know, that the person has the potential, but they're just, or in friendship or in your personal life, and they're just not making good choices right now. So when someone's using substances and abusing them, they have less impulse control. They tend to not quite make sense. And that can really be a problem on earth, especially during the pandemic. We know that addiction's gone up. I see it in my practice. I also have some good wins too, everyone, where I've got people that are like no longer on heroin and people that aren't, that know their family genetics and aren't drinking as much. You know, my dad got sober when I was 11. And I think at the beginning of the pandemic, people were doing more happy hours. And we're like, wait a second, we need to like rein that in. So we're not asking people to be perfect. We're just saying, you know, when you're going through crisis, you need to make healthy choices, right, Marjan?
Oh, 100%. Because you just don't want it to continue. I mean, if it's a situation where you can, you know, you're aware of it and you can stop it, that's one thing. But I think a lot of people, I mean, you know, it becomes a habit and then it just escalates from there. So that's really.
So how did you protect? So, you know, when we make introductions to people, and I actually have a situation too, where I can't say too much detail either, because it was someone that was, you know what, I just have to be careful. It's someone else that was vetting another situation. And the person, you know, it's kind of, I said something about the entertainment industry. So I've got my private practice as a doctor. And now we're very fortunate. Marjan's part of the Ascension Media Company, the energy space and all the good things we're doing with that company. And I'm really excited about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health, justice, shows like Diva Discussions. And I'm having a blast, but I'm also now off into new territory. When you're dealing with Hollywood, producers, all kinds of situations, I said to one of my colleagues the other night, I said, oh my gosh, the entertainment industry is like the Wizard of Oz.
So true. It really is. Because you, oh my gosh, that's a great analogy.
Right?
It really is. Yeah.
Like people are just blowing smoke because what they oh, I know this person. Oh yeah. Leveraging. And then like people are like they'll like name drop people that they really didn't even really work with, or they name drop a situation that elevates them, or they do things without your permission to leverage themselves.
That's not so cool. That happened to you recently. And yes, that was not cool at all. And
no,
you use someone's image to make yourself or promote self-promote yourself without the other person's permission, that is a low blow.
Well, you know what's interesting though about that situation without is that I think some people actually thought that the way they did it, they were elevating me. And so people's perception, I like to use the word neurostyle, that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way.
The person that used it probably.
What'd you say?
I said the person that used your image probably thought he was doing you a favor.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly the text I got. Showing you some love.
Yeah.
Showing you some love.
No.
And so essentially, but this is what's tricky. You know, you're trying to build relationships and it's a lot of stroking. People, it's like a stroke fest when people are doing entertainment. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. That's old Hollywood. That's that whole fake bullshit stroking each other is old Hollywood.
I agree.
It's straight up and truthful. And this is the way it is. Practical. Here's the data. Here's the stats. This is how you can benefit. All the other ones that do that are not real. They're not real people. They don't have anything legit. It's bullshit. That's when you know that's when you know it's a bunch of crap. When there's a lot of stroking going on. Because the real players that I've worked with, they don't need to do that. They are who they are. They have the power to do whatever they can and want.
What you just said. Okay. I literally sent an email to someone saying, I want precise details and transparency of a certain situation. I made the introduction. We're going to be working. I said, transparency is key. I even asked like what percent share, like everyone, I'm not going to go into any more details, but get the data. What Marjan just said is all that stroking doesn't need to happen. When you're about to do business with people, get the information up front. If you are referring someone, I can't even believe this. Like one person's like, yes, you'll get a finder's fee. Then the next person's like, you can't do the finder's fee. It's series 7. So people sort of shift their story based on what's going to benefit them the most. So
finder's fee be a series 7. Whatever. Anyway, that's a different discussion. Sorry.
Yeah, no. But this is this kind of the earth game. Okay. In summary, because I want to like make sure we string this together. The earth game with health, that is very clear, right? We need to right now during the pandemic, we need to really, I know we're supposed to all stay in our homes, but a lot of us have like very few people we see, but whatever you're supposed to do to honor your health, do the social distancing, keep your immune system up, send love and prayers. That to me is like very straightforward. Don't put other people at risk. Business. We have been living in a time, we just did a show called The Era of the Sociopath, which was really about your ex-roommate and then my other friend's father, who was not being above board. But then I linked it to a bunch of other shows I've done. We've been living in a time where people have been given permission to be mean, permission to lie, and it's on all parties. This is like all political parties have done behavior. And I'm not going to even make, we're all so sick of that whole thing about the election, but we have to all agree. Wouldn't you agree, Marjan, that we have been living in a time where lying has been championed?
Oh my God. We all are basically not taking it anymore. We're sick of the bullshit. I mean, look at, you know, Newsom, for example, you know, going out to a French restaurant with a bunch of medical officials, not wearing a mask and, you know, not preaching what he is actually stating. So, you know, people are tired of that. We're, you know, yeah, humans make mistakes and yeah, things happen, but we want the truth. We don't want to be sheltered and shaded out of any, that's not real integrity. We don't want anything hidden anymore. I think we're done. We're tired of that. I think the new era or new period moving forward is transparency. It's going to be more.
Yes. Transparency. And so I like to use the word paradigm progression in many different ways. The next level place for humanity in the Earth game is having transparency, vulnerability, but then also figuring out who you can actually trust. And you can learn pretty quickly. You obviously, we've just listed a couple things we were entertaining ourselves on our call tonight. Number one, do not introduce people who show up hungover to meetings. Number two, do not work with people who leverage your identity and do not ask permission to use your face or name in any way without permission. Number three, be mindful of people who just drop Hail Mary things to kind of shake up a deal and try to sabotage relationships without giving data. Number four, surround yourself with really great confidants, like people like Marjan. You know, she has a no BS person. She's been working in sales. She has taken down sociopaths. She's about to take down a major company in the world, which I can't wait till we get to celebrate that. That's going to be fantastic. And I think I am too.
Yes.
So, and then like we're joking around, you can hear I've got a little edge in me, everyone. You know, you hear these shows and you see me on the Ascension and all these different faces. We're also multidimensional. If you are someone who's very kind and very loving, make sure you also know how to protect yourself when people are not, their actions are not acting up. And that's the way you can have a more rewarding Earth game. Anything else you want to add? I want to hear all your tips.
Remember, trust needs to be earned. Trust takes time. It needs to be earned by someone's behavior. So keep that in mind too, that, you know, if you're a loving, trusting soul and you think everyone is like you and has that pure heart, they don't. So just take the time to make sure that they earn that trust.
Yes. And you know what's interesting? I'm launching a show tomorrow with the Ascension team called Gratitude in Action. So I think, you know, you and I have given a lot of, like, we did the Era of the Sociopath. We're doing the Earth game. You've already shared such a personal win this week that I know you're so grateful for. I want to kind of wrap up the show with gratitude for the things I am grateful for. Maybe you can do the same going into the Thanksgiving week. Do you want to go first or should I?
I can summarize the fact that I have gratitude for the number one thing right now is for my health. Like I had a scare, but you know, thank God, you know, things are improving. I have gratitude for just being at peace with being alone, this Thanksgiving. You know, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. And you know why I'm okay is because I have people like you, Denise. I have really, really amazing panel of women around me that have so much love and aren't afraid to show it. And I have a lot of things to look forward to. So
it's really sweet. And
it's true though. It's true. It's like, if you don't have that family around you, then create the family. And just remember that you yourself are your own family. Like we forget that you're never alone. You have you and God or the universe or whatever you believe in. You're not alone. It's all in your, you're your own best friend. Go look in the mirror. That person there has your back.
You know, absolutely. And the other thing too, is I brought it back to gratitude after everything we spoke about, because gratitude is a vibrational frequency that makes us be more aware, open, excited. And I just want to say, I want to echo what you said. I am so grateful for you. I love you. And I love all the different friends that we surround ourselves with. And I have some really big wins. My son, like many of you out there, your kids are probably struggling with school right now. And my son already has learning issues. And I feel really blessed that I made a decision to change schools, and his school is doing the best they can, but it just doesn't work for his learning style during the pandemic. And I feel really grateful as a mother that I came to a great decision with his dad, and you know, we're just able to make that happen. So I'm grateful for that. And also I have a place, you know, I'm dealing with a lot of people that come to me, you know, as a psychiatrist, a lot of people who are not wanting to be on Earth. I have neighbors, friends. Like I was pulled on the side of the street the other day. Like, oh, aren't you a therapist? I'm like, yeah. And she just like, it was literally like, I was like something out of the Charlie Brown show. Like, oh yes, I heard you're a psychiatrist. But I thought, Denise, just hold sacred space for this woman. Love thy neighbor. Right. And when you give that kind of love to someone else, you know, I have a place where I get to go to have respite. I need a retreat. And I have a dear friend, Beverly, who opens up her home and makes me food just like your dear friend did. So I think we have to remember that the earth game, even in the toughest times, when we stop to have gratitude for everything that's going right and we help each other, it can be an amazing, like miraculous place, even when you're faced with looking for work or health issues. Cause I know, Marjan, you've been super happy too. Even in these tough times, there's been like a glow to you, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the extra, you know, the rest I've been getting, but I just have gratitude because I feel very blessed for just having always, you know, I put away, you know, security money. I didn't overspend. I was very conservative. And I'm like so grateful for getting the money back from the con artists that took my money. Thankfully, just before the year closed. So because of that, I'm just happy because of that. I'm like, yay, I got everything that right in the nick of time, because I think that if it fell into this year, I'd never would have seen it again. It would have been gone. So,
wow, that's a big miracle.
It's a miracle. So I try to focus on all the miracles and, you know, yeah, I have my, you know, I sometimes feel the weight of the world and I know that there's a lot of suffering going on right now and people, you know, the other day I went into park my car to get, to go into the pharmacy and there was somebody living out of their car and it was very, very sad. I mean, they had the whole car was filled with like all kinds of stuff, like just looked like a bunch of, you know, empty bottles and this and that, like just blankets. And then I realized, oh my gosh, there's so many people out there suffering and I just have gratitude. What was that? Was that somebody's voice?
Yeah, what happened was I just got a text and I accidentally hit the wrong button. And it was ironically a text from someone who was on the questionable list. So a questionable business list. So by the way, everyone, that there's also an unseen energy frequency. So it's ironic that we're doing this show called The Earth Game. And I'm getting texts from people who are not in my vault of discernment. They're earning trust as we speak. So that's also pay attention to those signs. And I know we've gone a little bit over, but thank you for all the tips tonight, Marjan, and thank you for the laughter. And I hope this is something that people can relate to. Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.